Log Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Of your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. That's Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman, which may be purchased on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. I love that song. It gets me going every time the program comes on. So please support Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. Our sponsors, Moby Flyer. And Moby Flyer is fun to interact with and engage your consumers. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. MobiFlyers.mobi. MobiFlyers.mobi. Coming to Atlanta April 30th through May 2nd, host, pastor, and conference speaker, Belle Scarborough, Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps. For more information, please log on to DiamondWomen'sConference.com. DiamondWomenConference.com. I'm excited. I am excited, over the top excited. Today, starting tonight, March 19th, Women of Power's 15th Annual Women's Weekend, Matters of the Heart. Let me share with you a little bit more about that. Also, we'll hear from some of our great advertisers and sponsors. Don't move. Get someone to tune in with you.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. FAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation. www.latboyd.com.
You've reached D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
As you just heard, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, along with, she is the managing partner. Oh, my goodness, she'll tell you who her CEO is. But she's a psalmist, an elder, a best-selling author, entrepreneur, great, mighty woman of God. I'm so excited this morning to turn over the host seat to her. Okay, I'm ready. She's going to ask the questions. I introduce to you Elder Desiree Harris Bonner. Good morning.
Whoop. Let's get it started. Women of power in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a wake up. It's a wake up. We were down to one day and a wake up. We're on the wake up now.
Yes, we are. Well, Elder Desiree Bonner, the seat is yours.
Ooh, well, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for allowing me to sit in your seat. It's a pretty big throne, I have to be honest with you. My feet are dangling off the side, but I'm going to do my best. But I am glad to be here with you and being honored to be the one to share to the world our founder, our visionary of Women of Power, Dr. B.J. Relaford. Her bio is about 2 or 3 pages long, to be honest with you. But I can tell you who she is from my heart. And from my heart, she's not only the founder and visionary, she's also my pastor, my senior pastor of Vision of Life Ministries. And I know that for her biggest heart is ministering to others, not just women, men as well, but her heart is for seeing the vision that God has placed within each and every one of us being made manifest in our lives, and that we are fully healed, whole, and walking in all that God called us to be and all that God called us to do. So to some I am introducing, and to some I am representing, but Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Woo-hoo!
I hear the world clapping.
Amen. Thank you.
So Women of Power, tell us about this amazing weekend that's coming up. We don't call it, and I know you don't just say this, we say this, those of us who have been in attendance for some time, this annual congregation, this annual convocation, this annual meeting of the women from all over the nation, and we even have some international people who come in, or they're on the phones or what have you. Where did this come from? I know it's been in existence for about 17 years, but where did this idea, this vision come from, and how has it remained relevant this many years down the road?
Wow, that's a powerful question. It started with 6 women, 7 including myself, in my family room, and I saw a need. The Lord impressed upon my heart a need for women who did not have a safe place to share. They were attending, some were attending church, some were not. Some were just women who felt that they were on the back burner, or they were in the back of the mountain. And the Lord began to show me that each woman was so valuable and they needed that time together. I believe Women of Power has remained relevant because of the anointing of integrity, consistency, and genuine love. Now, our foundational scripture is Acts 1 and 8. And the King James Version states, "But ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria, unto the othermost parts of the earth." The Amplified breaks it down a little bit more. It says, "But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might." The beginning of that scripture, Ella Bonner, starts with "but," or in spite of what you've encountered, endured, or experienced. You shall receive power. You shall receive the ability. You shall receive efficiency. And God knows you shall receive might.
My God.
That's what happens during a Women of Power weekend. And once you become empowered, our attendees, our members, empower others, not only in their homes, communities, and neighborhoods, but globally as well. So we become those witnesses. And we're witnessing what Christ has done for us and how his power has given us ability, efficiency, and might.
I absolutely agree, 100%. But what I'm hearing, and I can hear someone out there listening right now who maybe hasn't ever come to something like this, how help them understand how everything you just said, how different than just a conference from something else that they've attended and they've come to. How is this different, this weekend going to be different for them?
It will be very different because one of the things we began planning for Women of Power in pretty much when we leave Women of Power, but we started about September planning, and then our intercessory prayer team, 30 days out, they supply us with a prayer calendar because we know some things come only by fasting and praying. So tonight begins with an entrance of sorts, beginning with intercessory prayer, which saturates the heart, ground, and the spirit and mind, which we've been praying for. Friday morning, the matters of the heart, physical fitness session. We want to care for your physical temple as well. That leads into the lady leader breakfast because we know so many of us are on the go, moving, we're grabbing fast food, we're doing this, and we're wearing that heart down. So we have someone that's going to speak to our lives regarding that. Next, we'll have testimonies from women all across the country. They're going to be sharing, becoming transparent, taking off the mask before you. And then there's a charter-only member session, and it's going to be easy like Sunday morning. I think there's a time where women just need to say, I'm here. The children are at the babysitter. The husband's being taken care of. The house is okay. Just give me a moment to just relax. We're also going to be having a live radio broadcast from Walking in Power Radio, along with Encouraging the Heart Radio. So you also have a time to be in that audience and share what you are experiencing. Friday night, a powerful, powerful general session, which is open to the public. And we're excited about that because it gives everyone an opportunity. I've been singing, I got to praise, and I got to get it out. They've got to get it out. And this is the place to do it. Followed by Saturday morning with some more, and we're going to be talking about matters of the heart. And God is going to give me something in morning glory. There's a prophetic mantle that's going to be dropped in that atmosphere. I'm beseeching you to be there. We have an annual power luncheon and a phenomenal finale event, which is featured gifted artists and comedic ministry.
Yes.
Elder Bonner, can you think anything else that's going on? We also have a massage team that will be there to allow you to have body massages. I mean, it's a total weekend. That's why I can't call it a conference, because it is a total weekend that ministers to the physical body, the spiritual man, and the emotional person as well. It's a Women of Power Women's Weekend. I mean, it's
also
amazing.
Social. There's a great relational social component as well, because you know you have the sisterhood, true, like you said earlier about the authentic, genuine love that's there. You have this sisterhood that's there. So even if you were just in the midst, just being in the midst of the sisterhood and all of the love that is poured into it and poured onto you. You come out of there knowing you can run through a troop and leap over a wall.
Yes. We've had some of our messengers that have challenged our attendees to how many hugs they can get. So they're out there really ready to embrace you, ready to love you, ready to care for you, and we care for you right where you are, Oh, my gosh, we're excited. We are so excited.
I'm excited, yes. So, Pastor, tell me, what has the Lord shown you? Now, you have the theme, Matters of the Heart, for 2015, and I know each year that the Holy Spirit gives you a theme that is specific for that year, but it's not just because it's a catchy statement or something cute to say. It literally is impactful for every attendee that's going to be in the presence. What has the Lord shown you in terms of the matters of the heart, and what impression will be made upon the hearts of the attendees that are in attendance?
My God. It's a mantle, Elder. It's a mantle. And upon my life, it's a mandate. It's something that I must do. Many of you that are listening, you've probably seen me on social media, and I post the words W-H-E-W with exclamation points. And it's a whew. And I think sometimes people think that's just a catchy comment, but for me, that is a blowing of the wind, blowing upon the dry bones, blowing upon the dry places in your heart. There are times statements are made that are so impactful. All I can just say is, phew, my God. But it's plain. Show me there are women coming with an issue. And I want you to hear me now. They're coming with an issue or numerous issues. So much to the fact, this is what God showed me. They're experiencing the symptoms of an enlarged heart.
Yes.
They're experiencing the symptoms of an enlarged heart. They can't breathe properly because their heart, they can't inhale the love that is attempting to be poured on them. They can't give out the love that they know that they have inside because they're not inhaling and exhaling properly because their hearts are so congested. Somebody need to hear me. It's congested with hurt. It's congested with wounds. Anger, hurt, distrust. There are women that are coming that have given their all only to be betrayed. That's a matter of the heart. This, our theme scripture, Proverbs 4:23, said, above all else, guard, protect your heart. Because everything you do, and I don't want to give too much because God has given me something for this women's weekend. You got to be there. My God. Everything you do flows from the way you care for your children, the way you speak to your neighbor, the way you interact with your coworkers, the way you associate yourself with your church body. And for those that are unchurched, for those that are in your community, everything you do comes out of that chamber. But God is going to surgically and strategically heal in numerous areas. Some of the areas you won't even know you were hurt in because you thought you were okay. Because you were going on. And as women, we have to go on. We don't have time to stop. We've got to go on. As one who's experienced a silent heart attack, I didn't know it was happening. Didn't know I had a heart attack. I just knew I was weak. My body was so weak and so worn down. Did not realize I'd had a heart attack. I see women who have suffered a silent heart attack. They've been suffering in silence. They didn't know what was going on. All they knew is that they didn't want to come out anymore. They didn't want to laugh anymore. Their smile had been taken. Their smile had been turned into a frown. They didn't know what was going on. It was so silent that it creeped up on them. But God says, above all else, we're going to deal with the matters, the issues, the experiences, the past, We're going to deal with all that. And Women of Power is going to provide a safe, sterile, recovery room. Sterile recovery room with rehabilitative, scriptural deliverance measures that's going to heal them, set them free, and make them whole. Because you matter to God's heart. That's what the Lord has shown me, and that's the impression I know will be made upon the hearts of the attendees. Thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, I know
Thank
it. And I, and truth is, it's already happening. Even though we know that the intercessory prayer starts tonight from a formal perspective, as far as the schedule says, but prayer has been going on for a while now. And as far as the Facebook Women of Power Facebook page, the group page, conversations have already been started. And some of the posts that have been going on, there's been strings of posts that are therapeutic in and of themselves. And the conversations that the ladies are starting to have, even those who haven't even stepped foot into a Woman of Power weekend yet, they're excited about coming, Pastor. They're looking forward to it. They're falling out. Like, I can't wait to this day.
Already.
Waiting for Christmas. Waiting for Christmas or waiting for the first day of school. The anticipation of what God is going to do in the lives of themselves and in those that they come into contact is huge. Tell them how they can get there, how they can register, Pastor.
They can still register at women-of-power.org, women-of-power.org. However, the Power Luncheon has sold out. The Power Luncheon sold out. But we do have, it's sold out, but we do have attendee rates available. Those are still available on women-of-power.org. It would be an honor to have them there. I personally invite you. It would be an honor to have you there because God is going to do something miraculous. It can't be explained. It must be experienced.
It must be experienced. Pastor, don't we have also, and I'm trying to look through my notes now because I had a couple of people ask me about, well, what if they can't come the whole weekend and they just want to come, say, a Friday night, or they just want to come on a Saturday. Do we have day rates available?
We do have day rates available, and that's on the Women of Power page, women-of-power.org, and click on 2015 weekend. But also, as a special treat, Friday night is an open session, open to the public. Friday night is an open session. So you can come, be blessed, let the Lord just move upon your life on Friday evening. That is an open session, open to the public. But on Saturday, yes, we do have one-day rates available. That is without lunch at this point because, as I said, the Power Luncheon has sold completely out. So, but they can, and there will be great sessions on Saturday. They'll also be a part of the finale session with our artists, our comedy, and the whole weekend. There is a special event that will close the session. I can't tell you what it is, but I like to go to the hill. you were waiting, weren't you?
I was waiting.
No. But it's all I can say. If you will look to the hills, from whence cometh your help, all of your help is going to come from the Lord because you matter to His heart. Yeah.
Praise God. So with matters of the heart, help them understand if a person is coming in. And they're hearing all these awesome things that are going to take place throughout this weekend, Pastor. What should they expect when they first come into the door? Because, you know, a lot of times some of these women may be thinking about coming by themselves because, you know, maybe they couldn't get a girlfriend to come with them. But they're hearing this on the radio. They've heard some of our other power speakers speaking throughout the past couple of weeks. They've been seeing the notes going through Facebook. They're like, okay, the Holy Spirit's leading me. I'm going to go there. What should they expect when they walk in that door?
They should expect to be overwhelmed with love. We have Women of Power ambassadors and liaisons who will greet you, meet you there, get you familiar with the venue. If you have any questions, they're there to answer your questions. They're there to make you feel comfortable, and they're there to welcome you. And you'll probably see me running around, giving out hugs, smiling and laughing and having a good time because I'm excited. And it brings me so much joy when I see a woman walk through that door. So you will be welcomed, greeted, embraced, and loved. That's what you will experience. Yeah. And it will be genuine. I've said before, you can smell a fake three states away, but you can feel and experience the genuine love of Women of Power.
continents across the globe.
Yes, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. DJ. Is there anything else you'd like to share in terms of Women of Power Weekend? Because I know that you have, if I remember correctly, we like to have a couple of things that happen post Women of Power.
Yes, we do. On Monday, you're such a great host, Elder Bonner. On Monday, we're having the Women of Power Afterglow Party. Yes, it's the party. It's the after party, and that will be a virtual online afterglow party, and it's going to be at bit.ly/WOP Afterglow. That's bit.ly/WOP Afterglow. And we're going to post that on the Women of Power official website. But it's a time at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be a time where you can share your memorable moments from Women of Power 2015 weekend. You'll be like a virtual chat room. So I know everybody's going to be tired, everybody's going to be full, but you want to share that experience. So we'll be able to do that in a setting where you can just really enjoy yourself. This is our second annual meeting, I believe. This is our second time doing this. And we've already got guests coming. We've already got guests that think they're coming. And I know you want to be a part of that. Thank you so much. On Sunday morning, if you're still in town, you want to join us for our worship celebration, Vision of Life Ministries, we'll host their worship celebration at the Congress Hotel and Suites. That's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to worship with us. We'd love to have you. Lastly, about these, I sent out FAQ, frequently asked questions. What should I wear? Do I have to dress up? Do I have to do this? No, you don't. Come as you are.
Right.
We welcome you.
Right.
We embrace you. It's not that type of party. It's not that type of party.
Right.
Wear what you like. What's comfortable for you is comfortable for us.
Yes.
And most importantly, it matters to God's heart. So we'd love to have you.
Amen. Well, thank you again, Pastor BJ. You know I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm ready now.
Yes. And I thank you for hosting Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio. You've been a phenomenal host, as always, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome. And wherever you go and whatever you do, always walk in power.
Seventeenth Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. BJ Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.